Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. First, a look at today's main headlines. A public inquiry is on the cards for the families of the victims of the Creaslet tragedy, but only after a criminal investigation is complete. Everyone deserves to have their family around the table this Christmas. That's the message from Gardaí and the PSNI as they issue their annual road safety appeal. Level orange wind warnings will come into effect for 11 counties tomorrow, including Donegal. And the Taoiseach says violent attacks on homes cannot become the new normal. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly has all the latest in sport at 5:15. A public inquiry is on the cards for the families of the victims of the Creaslet tragedy, but only after the criminal investigation is complete. 10 people died in the blast on October 7th of 2022. 14-year-old Leona Harper was among those. Her parents, Hugh and Donna, had a meeting with Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan on Friday during his visit to the county. Donna told Greg Hughes on this morning's 9 till noon show that the state needs to step up.
The reason that I was happy with the meeting is because because it was last minute and he did meet with us and he did not rule out the public inquiry. He did say that he would like to see it go through the courts first, and if there is any questions left then to be answered, that he would sit down and talk to us. So we were quite positive with that, because there is going to be questions outside of that, without a doubt. There's so much that needs to be answered to us, and I do believe that it is the state's responsibility to give us them answers.
Have you managed to consult with some of the other families? Is it the position now, just so I know myself for future questioning, if it comes up, the position is now, right, OK, it seems like we will have to accept the court and the Gardaí to go through that process. And then after that, if there are further questions, then we can sit down with Jim Callaghan and see how those questions can be answered. Is that the position now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, as I say, the meeting did go quite well. We were quite positive from the talk. It was a private meeting that we had with him. And that is what Jim had said to us, that he would like to see it run through the courts, and if there was any other questions. But there will be a lot of questions outside of that as well. And again, like, it's I do believe that it's the state's responsibility to get us them answers.
Every family deserves to have everyone around the table this Christmas. That's the message that was relayed by An Garda Síochána Conna and the PSNI at Bridgend this morning in their annual joint road safety appeal. A dual checkpoint was set up on either side of the border on the Grove Road. During the campaign, which will run until January 5th, there will be increased patrols in the form of checkpoints and more unmarked cars on the road. It focuses on driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, using a mobile phone while driving, speeding and failing to wear a seat belt. PSNI and Gardaí came together today to appeal to road users to stay safe over the Christmas period. So far this year, 168 people have died on Irish roads, 10 of whom were in County Donegal, and 50 passed away in the north. Chief Inspector Celeste Simpson, who's the head of road policing for the PSNI, says both authorities work together on a daily basis already.
We work daily together to ensure that across the border counties that we are maximising road safety. So anyone who thinks that they can go from one jurisdiction to the other is actually going to run the risk of getting caught. So we work on a daily basis to maximise road safety, the fatal five for us and the fatal four for yourselves. So we are constantly working together to maximise the resources that we have on a daily basis.
Meanwhile, Garda spokesperson Superintendent David Kelly is appealing to communities to speak to their loved ones about dangerous driving habits before it's too late.
I'd ask everybody, please, to work together. You've got friends, you're in clubs, you're in societies. Support each other. Not only are the guards bringing the message, we'd ask people. Sadly, when people die on our roads, we get great community support at funerals. We'll have representatives from clubs, societies doing Guard of Honours. I'd ask the community now not to get involved post the fact, but before incidents can happen, by encouraging people and their membership to be safe on the roads, to think about what they're doing, because every action can result in a very negative result if these four lifesaver offences are committed. So we want you to support us and help people safe.
Well, more than 4,300 drug-driving samples were analysed by the Medical Bureau of Road Safety last year, the highest number ever recorded. And its annual report for 2024 shows cannabis and cocaine was the most common intoxicants, while alcohol continues to play a major role in fatal crashes. The Bureau says the growing number of high-risk and repeat offenders underlines the need for mandatory alcohol ignition interlock devices. Professor Dennett Cusack, the director of the Bureau, describes how the interlock device works.
It actually looks like a mobile phone in its holder, and before the car can be started, the driver has to give a breath sample, and if the device senses that there's alcohol in the breath, it will not allow the car to start.
Level orange wind warnings will come into effect for 11 counties tomorrow, including Donegal. Storm Bran has been named by Met Éireann and is bringing heavy winds and the risk of flooding in low-lying areas. Cork, Kerry, Waterford, Wexford will be under the warning from 7am to 3pm, while it will click in for Clare, Limerick, Donegal, Galway, Leitrim, Mayo, Sligo at 10. Forecaster with Met Éireann, Matthew Martin, says the storm should pass quickly.
The strong winds are going to persist throughout the day tomorrow, but they will quickly abate on Tuesday night. So at present, we're actually looking at a fairly quiet day on Wednesday after the storm moves through.
People are being urged to take steps to prepare for the weather-related disruption. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather had this advice.
Generally, the best advice is if you're in an area that's prone to flooding, to be prepared for that in terms of sandbags, etc. And for wind, you know, some power outages are likely. So charge up your phone, make sure that you have lights charged, etc. But really keep up to date with the weather warnings because they could be downgraded or upgraded.
Meanwhile, drivers are being warned of flooding on the R249 in Remelton. The council has been notified of the section of road after Drummonahan Woods in Remelton and on the Remelton Ballyar Road. And in Derry and Strabane, council facilities will be closed tomorrow on account of the yellow wind warning that's in place there. That runs from 9am until 9pm. Cemeteries, parks, Brook Park Leisure Centre and other council facilities will not be open to the public. The Taoiseach says violent attacks on homes cannot become the new normal. Micheál Martin's comments come following an arson attack at a home in Edenderry on County Offaly on Saturday night, in which 60-year-old Mary Holt and her 4-year-old grandnephew Tadhg Farrell were killed. A murder investigation is underway. It follows an attack on a woman in her home in Clondalkin in West Dublin last month. The Taoiseach admits it's important that those responsible are apprehended.
Yes, it is an attack on society, and it's a savage form of criminal activity, which is reckless and which is leading to the deaths of innocent people. And at a time like this, at Christmas time, to witness a young 4-year-old and his grand-aunt being killed in this savage way is something that I think all of us in society are shocked at, but will also all of us want those responsible to be brought to justice. It is a major worry that this type of attack, the use of accelerants, of setting fire to a building, an apartment, and innocent children getting killed. It's quite shocking. The stakes are high for us all in society, that we do develop the capacity to both prevent such attacks and make sure that those who have committed them are apprehended and brought to justice.
Atlantic Technological University and Vodafone Ireland have successfully secured €4.6 million in funding from the EU's Connecting Europe Facility Digital Fund. It's to help develop digital technologies for new online and on-campus apprenticeship courses for engineering and construction students. The initiative will be piloted at the Donegal campus. With more, here's Katie Gillen.
The funding will be used to develop extended reality labs powered by a private 5G standalone network and on-campus edge computing delivered by Vodafone Ireland. The initiative will be piloted at ATU Donegal, where students will gain access to immersive virtual and augmented reality environments that replicate physical labs and workshops. This funding will allow students to learn in new and flexible ways, combining classroom teaching with remote and virtual training, making education more accessible, especially for people living in rural areas or those balancing work, study and apprenticeship programmes. Specifically, the new training tools will include virtual construction labs where students can practice building using digital models, immersive learning platforms that simulate real building and construction environments, and 3D video streaming to help students learn technical skills through realistic simulations.
A number of drivers in Buncrana have been issued with fixed charge penalty notices over the weekend. One detection was made for illegal parking in a disabled bay, while a learner driver was found to be driving unaccompanied. Finally, three notices were issued for using or holding a mobile phone while driving. Now is the time to prepare for an ageing population, not 10 years down the line when it becomes a crisis. Councillor Ali Farron has called on his Inishowen colleagues to band together to see more hospital beds across the peninsula. Councillor Farron raised difficulties being experienced by one family in particular who could not get a bed in Carndonagh Community Hospital almost 2 weeks ago. Since then, he says more have come forward. He says action should happen now sooner rather than later.
Well, certain. A lot of people have been in contact with me saying if this is affecting them, it might be affecting them in Buncrana, or it might be affecting them for disabled children not getting respite. So it appears to me, you know, the HSE are not forward planning. They're not planning for the future. Like, as we're getting an ageing population, we need to have more beds available, not just for step-down beds. We need long-term care beds. And what I asked our fellow councillors today is to roll in together to try and get to speak to the people involved in the HSE to deliver more beds for Inishowen. But Carndonagh Hospital is a fantastic service at the moment, but they're fully occupied. But there's room for more. There's more land available that we could use to build on extra rooms that are going to be needed in the future. And there's no point in looking for them in 10 years' time when we're inundated with people. So we need to plan for the future, an ageing population, and we need more beds.
And this is the kind of thing now we can see coming down the line, and you're saying do it now rather than waiting until we have another, I suppose, crisis on our hands.
Nothing happens too fast in this country, as we know. So we've got to start the ball rolling and hopefully deliver it sooner rather than later.
It's now 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break, and Oisin Kelly will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with a football cross-channel. Mo Salah has been left out of Liverpool's squad ahead of their trip to Inter Milan in the Champions League tomorrow. His exclusion from the team is a club decision and has been backed by head coach Arne Slot. The decision comes following comments made by the Egyptian international after Liverpool's 3-3 draw with Leeds last Saturday. He claimed he'd been thrown under the bus by Liverpool and his relationship with Arne Slot had broken down. Football writer Jonathan Wilson says the club was left with little choice.
You either try and broker a peace and try and find a way that you can move forward. I think that's really unlikely. But while you're trying to work on that, you leave Salah out of the squad. And then either you sack Slot or you sell Salah. And I think it's pretty clear that the latter is much more likely, that with Salah leaving is the way this is going to go.
Manchester United could move level in points with Chelsea in fifth place in the Premier League tonight. Ruben Amorim's side go away to bottom outfit Wolves. Kick-off at Molyneux at 8 o'clock. Wolves have yet to win a game this season. But United boss Amorim knows their opponents won't be a walkover.
Everything can happen, and that will change. There is no team in the Premier League history that didn't win one game. So we need to try to improve, to rest the players, work really well and prepare a tough match, because with us it's always a tough match.
In the meantime, Wolves boss Rob Edwards knows he's already under pressure as his side chase their first much-needed Premier League win of the season. Edwards, who's only in his fourth game since taking charge, says he wants his players to show him more courage tonight.
There's things that are in our control that we can do. Fighting, running hard, winning duels. You know, those sorts of things are in our control. You can't control or win. I've said this a lot since I've been in already, but you can control the other side, intensity, how often you run forward. Are you sprinting back? Are you trying to take risks? Are you trying to be brave?
Spurs boss Thomas Frank has confirmed they'll be missing defender Destiny Odogie for the rest of the month. And he's also confirmed that the club are looking into reports of Ace Bissouma, who recently was filmed inhaling nitrous oxide. To Gaelic Games, celebrations will be continuing today in Glenullen. For the first time in their history, the Derry Club won the Ulster Intermediate Football Championship with a 3-15-19 point win over Cavan champions Cuchulainns yesterday in Clonus. Owen Bradley was probably the oldest man on the pitch and was among the goal scorers yesterday.
I don't think any better than that. See, a couple of reporters asked me the biggest day in your career, and I'd say this year has been 2007. This year's two special days, like the 100-year anniversary, just makes it special. All the people have worked on this club for years, like, and we the people got to do that there. You know what I mean? Very privileged position, and say we'll celebrate now for a few days.
What were the scenes like on the pitch afterwards?
I guess,
obviously scoring the goal is magical, but final whistle
you're over the line, you see your family, your friends, everything. Like, since this is my 27th year playing senior football for Lull, like, certainly I was 15, and I never ever thought I'd be down that road playing Clonus, like, you know what I mean? And just for your family, your friends, people you grew up with, people, everything, just you and yourself, it's not nails, just spare your club special, like, you know what I mean? I played soccer for three or four clubs and it meant the world to me, but this year is just a different atmosphere, you know?
Louth's Bevan Duffy has retired from inter-county football. He served his native county for 13 seasons and was part of this year's Leinster Championship triumph. In NFL, Charlie Smith featured for the New Orleans Saints last night as they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The former Down footballer, who also played last week against the Miami Dolphins, scored four of his five kicks in the Saints' surprise 24-21. Finally, in motorsport, Alex Dunn is set to race in Formula 2 again in 2026. The Offaly teenager is staying with the Rodden Motorsport team for a second season. Dunn landed two race wins and 8 podiums over the course of his rookie campaign to finish 5th in the championship standings. And that's your sport for today here in Highland. We will, of course, be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Aisin. Looking now to the weather forecast, mostly cloudy for the rest of today with scattered showers becoming isolated. A few may turn heavy and thundery. Moderate southerly winds will back southeasterly and ease. And tonight it will be cloudy but mostly dry at first with isolated showers and patchy mist and low cloud. It will become very wet and windy overnight as persistent rain spreads from the south. The rain will be heavy and thundery at times, leading to localised flooding with lows of 7 to 9 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at the main stories. A public inquiry is on the cards for the families of the victims of the Chrysler tragedy, but only after the criminal investigation is complete. 10 people died in the blast on October 7th of 2022, among them 14-year-old Leona Harper. Her parents, Hugh and Donna, had a meeting with the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, on Friday during his visit to the county. Every family deserves to have everyone around the Christmas table this year. That is the message that was relayed by Angarda Shia Khanna and the PSNI at the Bridge End this morning in their annual joint road safety appeal. A dual checkpoint was set up on either side of the border of the Grove Road. Level orange wind warnings will come into effect for 11 counties tomorrow, including Donegal. Storm Bram has been named by Met Éireann and is bringing heavy winds and the risk of flooding in low-lying areas. The warning begins at 10 o'clock for Donegal. And the Taoiseach says violent attacks on homes cannot become the new normal. Micheál Martin's comments come following an arson attack at a home in Derry in County Offaly on Saturday night, in which 60-year-old Mary Holt and her 4-year-old grandnephew Tadhg Farrell were killed. A murder investigation is underway. That's all for now from the newsroom. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Monday evening, December 8th. The death has taken place of Philip McLaughlin, Phillips, Dunree, Linsford, Buncrana. Philip's remains will be reposing at his late residence from 8 p.m. this evening, where all are welcome to pay their respects. Leaving there at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, going to Star of the Sea Church, Desertegny, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. House private from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers to the Alzheimer's Association, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Joe McGranahan, 4 Tullycor Drive, Strabane, reposing at his home this evening from 6 p.m. Funeral leaving his home on Wednesday at 11:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Tara Scanlon, formerly Drumavish, Crossroads, Killigordon, reposing at the home of her father, Eddie Scanlon, at Drumavish, Crossroads, Killigordon today from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 p.m. Funeral leaving from there on Wednesday morning at 10:20 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on YouTube. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, directly to the Donegal Hospice. Family on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Edward McCusker, 2 Butcher Street, Lifford. Reposing at his niece Margaret McGrinder's home, 31 Mourne Place, Strabane, today from 6 p.m. Funeral leaving his niece's home tomorrow morning at 9:25 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Charlie Callaghan, Ballyar, Remelton. Reposing at the residence of his son Johnny and Tara Callaghan, Gortnavern, Coolboy, Letterkenny, from 6 p.m. today. Requiem Mass on Wednesday at 11 a.m. in St. Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Annie Marie, Nan, McKinley, née Dunleavy, Kilbray, Dunfanaghy, County Donegal, reposing at her home. Funeral service in the Holy Trinity Church, Hornhead Road, Dunfanaghy, on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Burial afterwards in Clondahorkey Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Creechla Day Centre, care of any family member, or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has occurred of Andy McCallion, Ishkeheen, Muff. Andy's remains are reposing at the home of his son Seamus in Ishkeheen, Muff. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Ishkeheen, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. and before the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Maxie McCreary, Glebe House, Balnacore, Killigordon. His remains will repose at his late residence until 10 p.m. this evening. Funeral leaving from his home tomorrow at 1:30, going to Donaghmore Presbyterian Church, Liscooley, for 2 p.m. service of thanksgiving, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The house is private to family only, please, before the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.